Good. Yes, we are done. Except, did you know that each week at this time, and most weeks never at all, we honor a town, a village, or a burg on our rearranged map of the U.S. That means that, Mike Arnold, it's time once again for our town of the week.
Located along the shoreline of the West Branch Susquehanna River in central Pennsylvania, Lock Haven is the county seat of Clinton County. Even though Lock Haven was officially incorporated in 1870, it was likely home to Asian settlers in 8000 BC. According to archaeological discoveries from Memorial Park site, the designation for that is 36CN164, in case you're...
What did they find?
Looking on your GPS, I guess. Fluted arrowheads from the Paleo-Indian period were found here. Later in the 18th century, Lock Haven would be home to Munsee or Delaware Indian tribes. The French and Indian War began to displace and destroy these villages, and in 1784, the Treaty of Fort Stanwix transferred control of the remaining Indian territory to the state. After incorporation, the city thrived thanks to a booming timber economy. Logging and sawmill industries grew as well. The railroads followed, with the Sudbury and Erie Railroad Company starting a route through Lock Haven on the hopes of tapping into the timber, coal, and clay industries. A second line would follow, and the two would merge to what is known as the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Oh.
In 1937, William D. Piper transitioned an old silk mill factory into the Piper Aircraft Corporation, where it remained until 1984.
Now, how do you transition a silk mill into an aircraft factory?
Well, you know, the early planes probably had silk wings. Who knows?
Did they?
I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, Clinton County quickly established the Piper Aviation
Museum.
Shouldn't
you know this if you're manufacturing the town of the week? You should.
I do, yeah. They used to have silk wings.
Really? You knew that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They made the silk wings and the scarves there, actually. Yeah. Clinton County quickly established... So Piper moved out in 1984, and then right after that, in 1985, they created the Piper Aviation Museum on the site in 1985. Residents enjoy plenty of community fun with the summer concert series or the outdoor movie series at Triangle Park. There's plenty of activity at Lock Haven University for fine arts performances, and there's no shortage of municipal parks and fields to play baseball. And the town almost never misses a chance to cheer on the Central Mountain High Wildcats. That's our town of the week, Lock Haven, Pennsylvania.
Central Mountain High Wildcats. Thank you very much, Mike Arnold. That was elucidating.
Yeah, the silk thing is probably not true.
And we've been calling randomly right here, or Lyle has back in his little booth there, and we have Josh Grimes on the line with us from Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, our town of the week. Hi, Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Are we catching you at an okay time to talk for a couple minutes?
Sure.
Yeah, are you on the job right now or just at home?
I'm at home right now.
Yeah, what you doing? Just laying back? Did you eat breakfast yet?
Oh. I did have breakfast. Yeah. My wife and I bought an old historic building in downtown Lock Haven.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been gutting it and remodeling it. That's what I'm doing right now.
So you're doing that for the rest of your life, probably?
For the rest of my life, yeah.
Yeah. And does it need a lot of work?
Oh, it takes up time all the time.
Yeah, yeah. What was it originally, this building?
It was built by the Oddfellows back in 1864.
Oh. My dad was an odd fellow, and an odd fellow. He was both, actually.
And both ways.
He belonged to them. But so it's an old lodge building?
It is an old lodge building, yeah, four stories. It's huge.
Wow. Does it still have the odd fellow thing in the stone in front of it?
Oh, yeah, it does. In fact, the fourth floor has not been touched for 100 years. We found all sorts of treasures up there.
Oh, God, some odd fellows are still probably around there. Those guys are diehards. The diehard Oddfellows.
That's right.
Well, isn't that cool? What was your thinking then? Now, was it a tough sell to your wife to go by the old Oddfellows Lodge?
Yeah. Well, my wife is as adventuresome as me, so we just thought it would be a good time to invest in our city and start an adventure together.
Yeah.
So, it's been good.
That's cool. So she was with you all the way on that.
What's that again?
She was with you all the way on this Oddfellow Lodge.
Oh, all the way. Yep. And I have three kids, and we packed ourselves into a little apartment in this building while we renovated it.
Yeah. And what is the long-term plan for the building?
Well, I just built an Italian restaurant on the first floor.
Okay.
I've got that leased out, yep. And then we're building two loft apartments on the second floor, and we're just working our way up till we get to the Oddfellows on the top.
Wow, that is so cool. You've been. What's in that room? You've been up there, right? I think there's Oddfellow ghosts.
We found hidden closets with paraphernalia of Oddfellow stuff and hidden maps and treasure. No treasures yet.
No treasures, but paraphernalia.
But definitely, yeah.
God, I'd like to see that. I don't know what my dad did when he went off to the Oddfellows, but I know he was their Toastmaster for a while, so he must have had some of that paraphernalia. This is a local branch, you know, in Milwaukee. So, well, that's very cool.
Right.
And so, when you're not doing this, what are you doing, Josh? You work as well.
Oh, I do. I'm a pastor. I started a church.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. I wouldn't be so casual with you. I beg your apology. I forgive your apology.
I'm a pretty casual pastor.
Oh, good. That's good. And what is your church?
Well, our church opened a gourmet coffee house in our town, so we have church and a coffee house. It's called the Commonplace Church.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're pretty cool, Josh. Or father? Or reverend?
Well, yeah, I am a reverend, yeah.
Yeah, you're a reverend. Huh? Pretty darn
cool. So mind your manners.
Yeah. So how's the coffee? Is it as good as the service? I hope so.
Oh, our coffee is... And that's the problem with a church and a coffee shop, yeah. Is you're never sure if people are coming to hear the message or to get free coffee.
Oh, the coffee's free. I'm there.
On Sundays it is. On Sundays. That's the only day it's free.
Oh, really? The rest of the week they got to pay?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. That's really interesting. The Lock Haven is our town of the week, and it sounds like one place we should go to is that Oddfellow's place and see what you're doing there. And then go to your church in the coffee. What's it called? The church of the what?
The coffee shop is called Avenue 209 Coffee House.
Yeah.
And you should come. Yeah, if you ever find your way to Lock Haven, we have the best coffee in town.
Yeah. What denomination might one be?
Yeah. Well, we are part of the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
Okay.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
I can do that.
You can do that. Okay.
Sure. For coffee, I'll do that. Yeah, what the heck? It's good. You say the coffee is good. Now let's talk coffee for a minute here. Let's not talk religion.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. But if we were coming to Lock Haven, our town of the week, as I said, what would you tell people to look for and see, and what are you sort of proud of?
Yeah, well, you know, our town is got a rich river history. Right now we're in the middle of our River Fest.
Yeah, River Fest.
And,
cool.
Yeah. We were actually a little disappointed because they have a cardboard boat race every year.
Uh-huh.
And, you build a boat out of cardboard and duct tape, and you hope it floats, and you pile into it and float down the river.
Right.
And the water was too high this year, so they had to postpone it.
Why would that matter if the water is too high for your cardboard boats?
Well, just beyond where you get out is a dam, and you can't float it yet.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
All right, good point. So they didn't have that. Yep. What else was going on in the fest, though, besides the cardboard boat default?
Well, carnival games and there's a duck derby and there's fireworks tonight. So it's a great time.
Music as well.
Live music. Yep. In fact, every Sunday in our town we have an outdoor amphitheater with a floating stage on the river.
No kidding.
We live in the coolest town in America. You need to come.
This is a big secret that we've uncovered here. Lock Haven,
That's
Pennsylvania,
right.
is the place to be, really.
Every family has a Piper airplane made out of silk.
Oh, so you were listening earlier. Huh? Is that your way of thinking? Now, is that probably what happened there? Where the silk plant went into wing? You know, they manufactured the biplanes or wings or something like that.
No, I don't think they had anything to do with it.
It was a good effort, though.
That's right.
And what else? Anything else you want to mention while we're at it?
Well, once a year they have this big Piper airplane reunion, and enthusiasts from all over the country do this fly-in, and that's fun. And
then there's
a boat race called the Regatta in August.
Wow.
And that's a good time. Lots of live music. So, yeah, it's a good time.
It's a destination. That's what
it is, a destination.
Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen, is a destination. Josh, I want to thank, or Reverend, I want to thank you so much for letting us know about it. And you're a heck of a guy yourself, and we got something for you for being so kind.
That's right. We'll be sending you the best traditional and specialty cheese you've ever tasted, handcrafted using all natural ingredients from southwestern Wisconsin Cedar Grove cheese.
Send you some cheese.
I love cheese.
Good. Have a little cheese with your coffee there. And
cheese with my coffee, exactly.
Yeah, sounds perfect. Thank you very much, Reverend. Josh Grimes from Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, our town of the week. There's a cool guy. And, you know, we got to do this thing now to throw the dart and pick another town. Are you up for it?
Yeah,
you can. Okay. You have to get the. Jeff has got that. He took it and he wouldn't give it back.
Do we have somebody who wants to throw a dart?
Yeah.
Like to throw a dart.
Take
wouldn't
the
you
dart
like to?
With you. Oh, good. You got to do
what's
something.
What's your name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, have you ever thrown a dart before?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then you're qualified. So good. Go ahead and throw the dart.
She's getting something out of it. So good. Oh.
And where did it land? Let's see. We
Texas.
We have to figure out Hebronville, Texas. No, wait, actually. It's, let's just say Hebronville, Texas. So thank you so much.
Wait a minute. You win, Gale Shooter. Some very strange cards, and here's this is a tumbler with a straw. Okay, what a day it turned out to be. She didn't want to come, she had to come. Look how she cleaned up. Unbelievable.